here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the short story writer André Debussy, born Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1936, who said, "We don't have to live great lives. We just have to understand and survive the ones we've got." It's the birthday of Alex Haley, Ithaca, New York, 1921, grew up in Tennessee, sat listening to his mother's family tell stories about their forebears, many of whom were slaves. He went on to be a freelance writer. He did an interview with Malcolm X for Playboy magazine, which then turned into the book The Autobiography of Malcolm X, came out in 1965. And then Alex Haley began researching his own genealogy, tracing his family back to Gambia, where he went to interview tribal leaders. Spent more than 10 years working on that book, writing on yellow legal tablets. Book came out in 1976, Roots, The Saga of an American Family. It was a mixture of fact and fiction, tracing generations of his family from an 18th century slave named Kunta Kinte down to the author himself. It was adapted into a 12-hour television miniseries, and more than 130 million people tuned in to watch it when it was shown on television. It's the birthday of the poet and critic Louise Bogan, born in Livermore Falls, Maine, 1897. W. H. Auden considered her the greatest critic of poetry of the time. He gave the eulogy at her funeral. She went off to New York City. She fell in with William Carlos Williams and Edmund Wilson, started writing reviews, which could be tough on famous poets. Marianne Moore, Wallace Stevens, she said, "They will never surprise anyone again. They are half dead already." She became poetry editor of the New Yorker magazine, and she had a big raucous affair with a younger poet, Theodore Rethke. She wrote to a friend, "I myself have been made to bloom like a Persian rose bush by the enormous lovemaking of Theodore Rethke, who was very, very large, 6 feet two, 218 pounds, and he writes very, very small lyrics. We have poured rivers of liquor down our throats these last 3 days, and in between have indulged in such bearish antics as I have never before experienced. I hope that one or two immortal lyrics will come out of all this tumbling about." They remained close friends after their romance was over. Here's a poem for today by Joy Sutphen, "My Dog Pal." Once, in the yellow glow of the hay barn, my father and I met a stray, and that dog stayed and lived with us a while. I named him Pal because he was friendly and reminded me of a storybook dog. Even now, I can see him sitting at my feet, his head tipped slightly to one side, his shoulders squared back against the passing of another boring day. Thin and houndy, he was made for wilder things than fetching sticks and shaking hands with six-year-olds. I think he was a hobo dog, and one day he was gone without a backwards glance. His house, his dish, his supper, bone, nothing there to tie him down. "My Dog Pal" by Joy Sutphen, from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.